Welcome to episode 379 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Morning, or good afternoon, or good night, whichever it is.
No, it's definitely morning.
For us it is, yeah, but whoever's listening, it could be something different. It could be mid-afternoon, it could be brunch time, it could be nap time, it could be snack time, and dinner time. Could be any number of things.
Do you recognize brunch on days other than Sunday? Because a lot of people only do Sunday brunch.
I do not.
Okay.
And the reason is because no one else does.
So it can't be brunch for them then, because they can't listen to this live. So that's, you got to take that equation out.
Well, I'm talking about the people who may be having brunch while we're recording.
Oh, okay. They can't hear you.
I don't want to leave them out.
I guess there's a possibility they could always listen a week behind too. They could listen when we record as if that was the live episode.
Right. They could listen next, if they don't listen to until next Sunday during their brunch, then I don't want to leave them out.
Yeah.
I'm all inclusive, man.
I get it. Producer Gerald behind the glass, making it happen. He's got this behind the sneeze guard.
Every place has a sneeze guard.
Yeah, I'm amazed by how nice some sneeze guards are and how thrown together some are. There's definitely a range of sneeze guards that exist now.
But, and here is, I agree with that, but here is the ironic, odd twist. Your super, like, corporate places that, like, have tons of money are the ones that are thrown together. You go into the little mom and pops, and they got the nice ones.
Yeah, because they could shut down and take some time and work on it. Those big places just are full steam ahead.
Yeah, they did not slow down or stop at all. So they just, like, threw up a piece of a plexiglass with some zip ties and called it a day.
I've seen many a zip tie since all this has started. Now, I will say, I'm having to work from home right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really not leaving the house at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I know places are hit a lot harder than here. Like, you know, for you are hit much harder than here.
Mm-hmm.
But people really aren't staying home here, and you really don't have to. You should. I want to be clear on that. But you can go out and do stuff. Like, they're not pulling people over or anything like that here.
Right.
But I've pretty much stayed home, and I'm starting to get a little wacky.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I was off for 9 days and worked for 2 days. And then worked from home for 14 days, and now it's extended to the end of the month.
Right.
So I basically have just been home for like a month straight.
That's awesome to me.
It was. But now I'm like getting a little weird at the house.
So what you're saying is, because in the past you've talked about how much you enjoy isolation, and it turns out you do not enjoy isolation in an extended period?
I think it's just that... I love being at home. It's my favorite place. I like being by myself. That's all good. I think it's just like that. I'm not getting like any interaction really. Because it's just me here pretty much all day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can't like leave and go to the store. I mean, you can, but I don't need anything. So I just be doing it and being one of those people.
Right. No, I get it.
So there's just like the days seem long as fuck. Because, you know, I do my work, which is split up throughout the day, and I set myself little alarms as that's coming. I've been doing, like, projects around the house, but, I mean, I feel like I work all day, and I'll look down, and it'll be, like, 11:30. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, maybe if I was just laying there watching TV or playing games all day, it wouldn't seem that way.
Right.
But I can't do that. Like, I don't feel productive. Like, we've talked about that before, but as I've gotten older, I'm having a lot more trouble just doing that.
Yeah, and I'm going the exact opposite direction you are.
Yeah. Like, I've played less video games since working from home than when I'm working. I mean, I'm doing everything, though. I'm, like, building stuff, yard work, tending to chickens, laundry, dishes, cooking. Like, I'm all in.
You're like a housewife.
Yeah, and I'm good at it.
Or a house husband, I guess.
I'm good at it. I'm good at homemaking.
Yeah, me too. That's why that's the job I actually want.
Yeah. But I've just been going nonstop. I did like 25 things yesterday. I don't even know how I had time to get everything done yesterday. And that's like every day. I just can't. I don't know. Still eating well. Lost some weight. So I've kept that up through the lockdown. I actually eat less at home than when I'm out.
All right. Significant amount of weight or like 1.5 15
pounds.
15 pounds is a significant amount.
Yeah, in right at about 2 months.
Yeah, that's all right.
So, yeah, just doing my thing here, you know.
Living right.
Waving my neighbor sometimes.
Living right. Being productive.
That's how you know. That's how you know I need to leave the house, because I'm waving at my neighbor and I don't want to talk to my neighbors.
Oh.
He came over and was. I got a creepy neighbor. Shout out to my creepy neighbor. He's probably in his 80s. But he came over and was chatting to me about the chickens the other day, and I was like, "What does this fucking world come to? That's what's happening.
You talking to people?
I'm having to talk to my creepy neighbor about my chickens.
That's the world we live in now.
He's got miniature ponies, the miniature horses.
They go well with chickens.
I don't know what you do with those fuckers.
I think they're just cute, and you can have children ride them.
Yeah, they used to do that, but now they just have old miniature ponies.
I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, they look like the middle bottom row, or the second row, the one with the saddle. They look like that if they were more unkept.
Yeah. Gotcha.
They feed, I want to be clear, they feed them. They rotate them in and out of the barn. They don't, like, brush them or play with them or interact with them.
I'm sure they did at one point, but...
Yeah, so they used to do what you were talking about. They would, like, show up at kids' birthday parties and shit, and you could ride them.
Right,
right. But for as long as I've known, those horses just stand back there all day.
Well, that's... I don't know.
Because I don't know what you do with them past their prime.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't either. I don't... I am not a expert on the miniature horse.
It's like the Tiger King, where they're only worth money when they're cubs.
Could be.
As they grow up, you just have a fucking tiger. So, did you watch that? Have you found time for that?
Nope. I don't plan on finding time
for
it.
Yeah, squeeze that in.
Nope.
Squeeze that right in so you can send memes out.
I've gotten all the information I need from all the memes and everyone talking about it on all the different social medias. So.
Talk about really benefiting from the COVID.
Yeah, no kidding.
The Tiger King. That direct success from the COVID-19 quarantine.
Yeah, there's no way around it. Mm-hmm. That's how that happened. This was just perfect timing on Netflix's part releasing it. So good for the Tiger King, and good for, I don't know, who else? Carol Baskin and the three-tooth dude that now has dentures or whatever.
You know, I don't know. You know, they say all publicity is good publicity. I don't know about some of this, you know. I don't know. People think he killed your husband. I don't know if that's a good pub or not.
Without evidence doesn't matter, man.
That's true. And I would lean into it if I was her.
But yeah, why not? Just
I'd go like full OJ with it, you know.
A wink, wink. Nod, like, nod.
Like, if I did it, this is how I would. I mean, I didn't do it, but if I did. This
but
is
if
how
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go that route.
Yeah, now. I would too. Keep people guessing.
I have to assume that attendance is up.
At the zoo?
At her park, yeah. At the Big Cat Rescue.
Yeah, I would assume so.
People just trying to catch her, see her.
See if she's killing anybody.
Mm-hmm. Feed them to the tiger. Now, I resisted watching it for a little while, but I'm glad I watched it. I've come around. I've come full circle, and I'm glad I watched it now.
No, I won't.
Because now this will forever be tied. The quarantine years will be forever tied now to Tiger King for me.
Lucky you.
Yeah, so I think, like most people, that's how that's going to be associated. Look how cute those are as cubs.
Yeah. Yep. They're going to grow up to be killers. You know that, right?
Yeah, what I like is they carry a lot of the same mannerisms as, like, house cats.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how sometimes your house cats just freak the fuck out.
Right.
So every time I watch them and they would do things like my cat, I'm like, what do you do when that thing goes wild, though?
Right.
Because sometimes my cat will just, like, run on the walls, like the actual walls. She'll, like, run up it, backflip off of it, land, jump across, like, go flying across my lap. I'm like, what is going on?
Yep, I know. My cats do, too. Yeah. They constantly run around and... All of a sudden, you see them jump up, batting at shit on the wall, and there's nothing there.
Yeah, yeah. Cats are crazy. Now, can you imagine it being 400 pounds with a set of fucking... Or some... No. You can buy tiger cubs? What site are you on? You're on that dark web.
Yeah. Producer... I feel like there's licenses and stuff involved with that. I don't think
you
just...
not. That's the problem. There's not a license for having a tiger.
But considering I think it depends on the state.
Yeah, some places.
Because some states require like licenses and certificates and stuff for exotic pets.
How much is a panda? That seems cheap.
That does seem awfully cheap for a panda.
$3,000. I don't trust this site.
Me either.
Pandas are another super thing. Endangered. Go back
I'll
to that.
I'll tell you another thing. I'm not buying a fucking bear.
Yeah. Go back to that tortoise. How much was that tortoise? It looked affordable.
Why do you want a tortoise?
I like turtles. Yeah.
I know you like turtles, but do you want a tortoise?
$250.
A baby sulcata tortoise.
No, I want one of them big fuckers that's been around for 100 years.
Yeah, I know you do. That's
you can't get that from this. For I know it's audio only. Gerald has found some sketchy ass website where you buy exotic animals.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that a bearded dragon is considered exotic.
Look at that black arowana.
There's a black diamond fish. There's a black diamond stingray.
That looks cool, too. People turn those into shoes, unfortunately, and wallets.
Mm-hmm. Cheetah cubs.
What's the name of this website? I don't want to say it out loud. What's the name of it? I didn't know this was a thing.
Mm-mm. I don't think I'm into it. I'm not into it.
Yeah, there's a reason things like that are exotic. You shouldn't have them. Was that a spider?
Right. Yeah. A desert beetle. A desert ironclad beetle.
No, thank you.
No.
$40 for a bug? Look at that finger monkey.
The marmosets?
Would you consider that?
No.
Finger monkey for $2,500?
Nope.
I don't know about this. It seems shady. Don't buy exotic animals, folks.
That's the moral of this story.
If there's one lesson to come out of this episode, don't buy exotic animals.
And here's the thing is let's say you have a passion, okay, for exotic animals, and you want to display them or just have them for you, whichever is fine. What you don't do is you don't go to a website that traffics in every single one of them. You probably want someone who might be considered like a specialist of some sort.
I'll tell you what happens here. You spend $2,500 on a baby panda. You don't get your baby panda. Then you call the police and they go, you can't buy a baby panda.
Right.
So stop calling here.
Yes.
And then you lost your whole stimulus check on a baby panda.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yep. That's how that works. You are absolutely correct.
Also, having seen how most people take care of their dogs and cats, I hope that most people don't get exotic animals.
Depends on the exotic animal. If they end up with like a tiger cub, that thing grows up, it's going to chow them down. So that's like karma. But yeah, like a finger monkey. I don't know, like a little marmoset monkey. I don't know.
I've seen a lot of people on the TikTok with monkeys starting to concern me.
Stimulus checks came out.
Yeah, they're just getting them for the TikTok and the gram. Getting them for the gram, you know? Monkeys are a lot of work. Monkeys are mischievous, and they got hands. They got them thumbs. So nothing's off limits.
Right, because they're basically like little people.
Yeah, hairy people that don't talk.
Little hairy people that don't talk, and they're...
Bad hygiene.
We know from living in the world that humans sure as fuck can't act right, so why do you expect monkeys to?
So if you knock them down just one tier, the odds are... It's no good. Yeah, don't buy exotic animals. I feel like every time I say that, you think I mean really buy them, but I really actually mean don't buy exotic animals.
Don't buy them. Don't buy them. Really don't buy them.
Actually, don't buy exotic animals.
Do not buy exotic animals.
Also, if websites don't end with a .com, don't trust those either.
Uh-huh.
Gerald's checking the laws here to see what is available. I can own a giraffe without a permit.
Mm.
How gangster would that be in the backyard?
I don't know.
My creepy neighbor would be like, hey, I noticed you got a fucking giraffe back there.
I noticed? Yeah, there's...
How's it do with the chickens?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't have the first idea of how to take care of a giraffe, so...
Trees. some sort of water source.
Is that it?
I don't know. I don't know much about giraffes.
I don't think this climate is quite right for giraffes.
Yours is not, for sure.
No, mine is definitely not.
The Nashville Zoo has giraffes, though.
Okay, but that's a zoo. I mean, zoos...
Look, Dan, if they can do it, habitats. Anybody can do it.
Yeah, you're going to create a giraffe habitat in your backyard?
Yeah, I have a fence already.
Oh, well then. Well, you're all set.
Would you be pissed if you had a neighbor with a fence and his giraffe was eating shit on your side of the fence because his neck?
I'd be pissed if my neighbor had a giraffe, okay?
What kind of size dump does a giraffe take, too? Something else you have to look into.
I don't know. I don't know anything about giraffes. I think they eat leaves. I don't know if they eat anything else.
I think they eat, like, leaves, yeah. Can you get a visual of giraffe poop?
I think they're, like, giant long-neck horses, more or less, aren't they?
And they're goofy. Giraffes are one of the goofiest animals out there.
I don't know.
Look at them. Their proportions are all fucked up. It's like had a slider for neck and you had a sneeze right when you did it.
What about platypuses, man?
They're cool.
Are they?
Yeah, they're doing a lot.
Someone's like, cool, check out this beaver. Hold on a second.
After smoking some weed,
they're like, oh, yeah, let's put a
beak on it.
Yeah, let's do this.
So giraffes take like rabbit shit, but the size of baseballs.
Yes.
That's not bad to clean up.
Okay. All shit is bad to clean up, man. I hate to be the one to tell you
that. That person's holding it in a muffin wrapper.
Uh-huh.
Giraffes are goofy. Look at that thick giraffe.
Is that a fat giraffe?
That thick boy.
That's not real.
There's no way that's real. If so, that giraffe's located inside the United States.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's super obese.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, don't buy exotic animals.
Like, really don't.
Yeah, actually, don't buy exotic animals.
Actually,
except for that beetle, if you want to traffic in the rare beetles,
I'm kind of against that too.
I'm not gonna have any say over that. Yeah, you shouldn't buy exotic animals. There's a difference between like rare and you can't own these, though.
Yeah, that's
like if you want to spend a little extra cash and get like a rare thing that's just hard to get. Like I know when I got in the shrimp game real hard and I had the shrimp aquarium.
Yeah.
There are like rare shrimp. They're not endangered or but they're harder to get. They're more expensive.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Like, you know, if you want to spend the money on like a Tibetan Mastiff, that, you know, that's one thing because it's a dog.
Yeah.
But they're hard to come by and they're expensive. But. Yeah, don't be going out there and being like, yeah, sure, I'm going to purchase this rhinoceros. Don't be doing that shit.
And don't even get one of those unless you're ready to comb that hair every 3 minutes.
Oh, a Tibetan Mastiff? They're huge, look at that. Though. Look at the size of them.
Yeah, but look how pretty that is, but look how much fluff that hair has.
Yeah, they have a lot of fluff.
Oh, my God, that's terrifying. That one's upset.
Isn't it?
That one's highly upset. That looks like if you were in the dark and that was chasing you, you'd be like, there's a werewolf out here.
You would, yes. Yep.
Man, he's big. I think that gentleman's tiny, but look how much bigger that dog is.
Yeah. Those dogs are big, man.
Oh, look at the puppy.
I think they can get to like 4 foot at the shoulder or something.
That puppy is the size of that entire man's torso and head.
Right. And it's like 8 weeks old.
Mm-hmm. They're goofy looking. I like them. I like a short-haired dog, though.
I prefer a short-haired dog myself.
Just from shedding standpoint, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Don't buy exotic animals.
Right. Really don't buy exotic animals.
Actually don't buy.
Actually don't.
I'm still playing The Crossing. You can have animals move to your town there, and you don't have to violate any laws.
Right.
So, you should do that instead. Just chugging along there. I finally got terraforming, so I can actually control how my island looks now. So I'm now on what I would consider to be the final stages of completing what you have to do or what you want to do. The last kind of story beat, and then after that it'll just be like daily check-ins and events. It'll turn into like Farm Together.
Okay.
So I've now that I have terraforming, now is when you would start like designing your island, really building the whole island up to be a town. And then at that point, once you hit your 5-star island, then you're just your daily check-ins and you're doing events. So I think they have an Earth Day thing going or about to go. When's Earth Day today?
No idea.
Can you get a check-in on when Earth Day is?
I have no idea when Earth Day is. Every day is Earth Day.
That's the next event. Another winner of the COVID, the Earth.
That's Wednesday.
That's doing better. The planet's doing better with people inside.
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah. Apparently it's raining a lot in California because the air is clear.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. That's all it takes, man.
Yeah, so Wednesday is going to be Earth Day. So there's an event coming up for that real soon. But yeah, I'm the home stretches of that. I figure I probably have another 20, 25 hours maybe to get there. So I'm not going to rush it, but I'm still playing daily. So we'll get there. Yep. And then Rocket League put a new mode in. It's called Heat Seeker. So every time someone touches the ball, it gets faster and it automatically targets directly to the center of the goal. And this mode is insane. Cause every touch is going in. So it takes all your goalie skills. And there is, some crazy strategies that go along with this mode. And, we've been playing a lot of that. It's a limited time mode. It's only going to be here for 3 days, I think. So by the time you hear this, it's probably already gone, but there's a lot of push online to keep that mode around. So
yeah, you were playing it last night.
It's wild. It was, so the first night we played was fun. Last night,
not so much.
Friend of the show, Marshall 205, got in his feelings, and he doesn't play well when he's in his feelings. Uh-huh. So we pulled it out later in the night. He finally relaxed and we started winning.
Yeah, he was a little, about to turn it off.
He was never going to turn it off. Still playing.
He talked about it a lot, though.
Yeah, he did talk about it a lot. Still playing Wreckfest, so still heading through that. I think last week I said I wanted to play some VR. I didn't play some VR, but it's happening. As soon as I stop doing every project in the world, I'm going to play VR.
Okay.
So
good luck with that. Best of luck.
Yeah. Well, I'm running out of projects. Thank goodness.
There's always another project, man.
Yeah, but I'm getting down to the dumb shit. There's a couple more like serious projects, but past that, I'm kind of down to the dumb shit. I don't think I have enough projects to rot out the amount of time. I might though. I really only have like this week and next week, so maybe. I never get to play VR.
Maybe not.
So I hope I do, though. I want to play some Beat Saber.
I guess we'll end up finding out.
Yeah, you have to wait potentially two weeks to know if I ever do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's all I played.
Wow, light week for you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm just doing shit all the time. There's no enjoyment happening.
Well, it's kind of a light week for me, too. I didn't play much. I played more Gwent on my phone. And I ended up downloading the new Borderlands 3 DLC and playing through that now. Enjoying both.
You're like a mobile gamer now.
I don't know about that, but I play Gwent.
You love the mobile games.
But I'm glad I got back into Borderlands 3. It's just been the week that I've needed, Control is a good game, but it's a little, a little darker, a little more, it's hard to explain. A little darker, a little more, creates a little bit more tension and that kind of thing. Almost in the sense you're watching like a thriller movie or a mystery sci-fi movie. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't in the mood for that this week. This week I wanted to get new guns and shoot people in the face with them. Need a little more humor to it. And that's what Borderlands 3. So I did end up getting the DLC and it opens up a new planet that is, kind of based off of, Cthulhu. So it's got some of that type of mythology to it. So it's really kind of neat. And I'm enjoying it.
Are you still playing Control?
I am still playing Control, but I didn't play it this week.
Gotcha.
And the nice thing about Control is the control scheme, no pun intended, on the controller, again, no pun intended, it's really easy to pick back up.
Gives you the right amount of control.
So, it's really easy to remember what button does what.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, hold these buttons at the same time and push X or this direction and do that. Each button does its own thing. And it's really easy to get back into if you need to. So at some point, I'm sure I will go back into it. I'm just not in the mood for it right now. Right now, I just want something a little lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not quite so, I guess, heavy. And so, Borderlands is like bright and colorful and fun and humorous. And Control is like none of that. Its color scheme is like gray.
Right.
So, it's literally the colors is dark. So that's and I was just in the mood for something with a little bit more lightness to it. So that's why I picked up Borderlands 3 this week. Played through some more of that.
Very cool.
Almost leveled up all the way. So, and the cool thing about Borderlands is I've talked about it before, but. Right now, I'm leveling up one character, and I want to loot to get, some of the better stuff for him. But I got three other characters I can play with if I need to.
Right.
So, and I can start all over and play through that and level all of them up. I mean, I got plenty to do with this. I think it'd be a lot of fun if I had some friends to play through it with,
mm-hmm.
but I know I don't, so it is what it is. But, yeah.
Friend of the show, Patman, played through it.
Yeah, he did.
But they played through it and beat it, I think, and then never went back to it. I could see friend of the show, Marshall, having a good time with that game.
Yeah.
It's not anything that I would play.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I've...
It's on sale this week on the spring sale.
I
think you get the deluxe edition for $29.99.
I'm pretty, I think GameStop had it on its one-day sale yesterday, too, for $20.
Yeah, they did. That's when I picked it up. I picked up the deluxe edition for, I think, $25 when I got it. So.
I just don't, I don't know. I've pretty well learned when things aren't for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I unfortunately haven't learned when they're not for other people, but I've learned when they're not right. for me.
No, I know that.
Yeah. So.
Luckily, I've learned it, too. So,
yeah, I think that, I think Borderlands has always looked like a lot of fun. It's not for me. Gerald's reminding us that he is balls deep in Fallout 76.
Fallout 76, yeah.
Finally got his Wastelanders update, added the NPCs. So I'm not against getting back into Fallout 76. So
no,
I wouldn't rule that totally out. No, I would play that again.
I probably won't.
Yeah, I would play that again. Especially now. With NPCs, I would play it again. I enjoyed that. I had some fun, but I've not missed it. I've not. There's never been a time where I have woke up and was like, I need to play Fallout 76.
Yeah, me either.
So, I don't know. I've been getting the free stuff through Twitch Prime, though. They have some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been scooping that up in case I decide to play, but. Just, I don't know. I'm not ruled it out, but I'm not, it's not high on so if I go back to a game that's not a VR game, I think I'll go back to 2 Point, because I was having a great time with 2 Point.
2 Point Hospital?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I was having an excellent time with 2 Point Hospital. The problem is I just started, just between Wreckfest and Rocket League and Animal Crossing, really, Animal Crossing is really what screwed it up. I just haven't. What little time I'm getting, I'm dedicating to Animal Crossing.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see what the future holds.
We always will.
Yeah.
That's how it works, how the future works.
Yeah, you see after the fact how it works.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that is how future works. Let's jump into some news. Sony has implemented.
Aren't you going to take care of some business first?
Oh, yeah. Listen to the show. Support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/GameStitch.
Little housekeeping.
Yeah. Tell your friends and family about us. It's a tough time. So if you can't support us financially, then use that old, use them lips. Not for other people, but you tell them, you know.
Be careful what you do with your lips, because some of us will get you arrested. Basically, we just want you to tell people about us. That's where we're going with that.
Some of it won't get you arrested, though, if you understand what I'm saying. Wink, wink.
Don't buy exotic animals.
Actually, don't buy exotic animals. Sony has launched a new program called the Play at Home Initiative. It's kind of a two-pronged system, but basically they're giving people some free games while also dedicating $10 million to help indie studios make it through everything that is going on right now. The difference between these and PlayStation Plus games is these are actually yours to keep. So as long as you download them before May 5th, they won't disappear from your library, and you don't have to retain PlayStation Plus to have them. So in the U.S., they are giving you Uncharted Collection and Journey.
Both great games.
Yep. All three of the original Uncharted's along with Journey. And even if you own them both, you should go ahead and download or add them to your library digitally.
Now, I can't remember. Is the Nathan Drake Collection, is that remastered?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's like up-res. I don't know that it qualifies. I think they're remastered.
Okay.
Wasn't I think sure. They're at least up-rezzed. So China and Germany are getting two opposite. They're getting Knack 2 instead of the Uncharted Collection. I think everybody else is getting the Uncharted Collection. So
yeah,
pretty cool. I actually, the free games are fine. I actually think the $10 million set up for indie studios is more beneficial to people.
Yeah.
Even if they don't realize it. Yep. What does he have here? All three games have been remastered by Blue Point.
Okay.
That's make up Blue Point? I don't even see that written anywhere.
No, I just thought
saw it. Oh, yeah, Blue Point, yeah.
Yeah, that's right there.
Yeah, so all three games were remastered. So I think it has been free on PlayStation Plus before. I think maybe both of those games have been.
It has. Yeah, they both have been. But if you don't have PlayStation Plus, now's your time to snag them up.
The other cool thing is you can get Uncharted 4. Right now for PlayStation Plus.
Yes.
So you could play through, if you've never done it before and you're home right now, you could play through 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Very cool. We were doing games to play during quarantine, and one of the games you brought out was Wii Fit.
Nope.
Yeah, Ring Fit.
Yep.
Adventure. Go. And at the time, I don't think you understood that it was impossible to find. Like at the deepest level of the internet, you can't find Ring Fit Adventure anywhere.
No, you can't. You at the time that I talked about it, you could.
It's impossible to find. So I found a list of other recommendations for games to keep you fit while you might be stuck at home. And I'm not going to make a big to-do about these, but I thought I would read through them just so you kind of have some other options. So Fitness Boxing for the Nintendo Switch. Just Dance 2020 for all the platforms, even on Stadia. Zumba Burn It Up for the Nintendo Switch. Arms for the Nintendo Switch. Then we're going to jump into some VR stuff. Beat Saber, Sprint Vector, Rec Room, Dance Central VR, and Pistol Whip. So those are all good cardio games. You know, the VR stuff, we've talked about Beat Saber before, but it'll get a sweat on. If you want something a little more stationary, Arms is probably going to do that for you. You do some punching, things like that, but you're not going crazy as far as the dancing and everything goes like that. Yeah. Just Dance and Zumba, I know, will burn some calories. So if you're looking for some stuff, we just thought we'd throw out the quick PSA that there are some other options that aren't Ring Fit Adventure. I keep thinking I might play that too, and that hasn't happened yet.
What, Ring Fit Adventure? You haven't played it at all yet?
I played it when I first got it, but I haven't played it since.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it. I thought it was neat. I just...
haven't.
Yeah, I'm not really a workout type, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm not either.
I don't want to wake up and work out. And then, like, I don't even know the pro. Do I shower after that, or then I like do I live my day and then shower, or do I do it at night and shower twice?
It's got nothing to do with waking up and working out. I don't want to be awake and work out ever.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Somebody let us know. When are you supposed to work out? And I know people, you work out whenever you want. Fuck you. When are you supposed to work out? What's ideal? What's ideal for the body? I'm sure the body has a... Gerald, when do you work out? The mornings or the afternoon? Afternoons. Or at night. Some people work out at night, like late.
Some people do, yeah. I think it depends on... Well, everybody's body is different. You know, some people work nights or work a B shift or something like that. Their body... Works a little different than other people's.
Go to eBay and see how much that ring fit of interest. I don't have to. I'm not married to having mine if people want it that bad. Also, don't buy full price. Like, don't buy over the full price things on eBay, and don't buy exotic animals.
Actually, don't buy exotic animals
or overpriced switches.
Or overpriced switches, but more so, exotic animals.
That's just the ring, and that's generic. Can you just find Ring Fit Adventure, just the full package? Maybe go to completed listings. Let's see what this bad boy's. $250.
Yep, there it is. $250 for Ring Fit Adventure.
Jesus. Is that pre-owned or is that new?
It says it's the last one. It's probably new. It's probably new. One that someone bought up before all this happened.
270.
Yeah.
244.
It's expensive, man. Don't spend that kind of money on it.
Don't buy exotic animals.
Actually, don't buy exotic animals.
I would. That's going to sound shitty, but I would sell mine for 250.
That's fine, Ryan, but listeners, don't spend more than retail on it.
You guys have been
fit.
Warned not to buy it, but I would sell it for that price. You know what I'm saying? You guys hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Sorted to completed and sorted to pre-owned. Because mine's been touched by my body, you know. Go to advanced over there on the right. All the way on the right by the search bar. And then change it to sold and change it to pre-owned and then hit search again.
Hmm. It's exciting listening
or
for
used,
listeners.
I guess. Yeah, people like someone to walk through an eBay search. I found that makes good audio. Hit that blue search.
It does. Yeah, you're right. It does. They
yeah,
love
that,
it.
Yeah, that gets people just going.
Uh-huh.
200, 130, 102, 220. I mean, I've got box, all the plastic, 240, 217. Now, I think I paid $80 for it. Yeah. So the $100 is not a good deal. Now, the 200s, you could be the proud owner of mine for 200 bills. Or for two bills. Let's tell you right now, you can get that ring fit for that price.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't buy it.
Don't spend more than retail on a ring fit adventure.
And don't buy exotic animals. That's really where we're at. Especially
don't else away from this.
Especially don't buy them off of eBay.
Yeah.
Xbox apparently teased an event and then leaked it themselves. And what I can only categorize as an odd move. They went ahead and let everybody know they were going to show something special off.
And then they did.
And then they showed something special off. Yeah. They were planning to show it April 20th. They still say that there is a event planned for that day. But what they did was put a trailer up on their YouTube channel. So I'm pretty sure it's real of a Cyberpunk 2077 Xbox One X, which I can only describe as magnificent.
It is wonderful.
It is magnificent.
I
don't care how
this,
you feel about Xbox. I don't care how you feel about Cyberpunk. That is a magnificent system.
I think this is one of the best special edition consoles I have ever seen.
It is so cool looking. It looks incredible. The controller, I could take it or leave it, but that console
is amazing.
It's really good. It is super cool looking. The trailer shows off a limited edition Cyberpunk 2077 Xbox One X, which includes custom paneling and a Cyberpunk stylized paint job, glow-in-the-dark graffiti and LED light, along with laser etching. It's said to be coming out in June of 2020.
It looks fucking good.
It's super cool. As someone who doesn't need or have a desire to have another Xbox, if I was going to, it'd probably be that one. Damn, that's cool looking.
Yeah. As someone who sold their Xbox, I'm considering this.
As someone who sold it because they didn't play it, you're thinking about it. I get it. It's a damn good look.
Just because it looks so good.
Well, here's what I'll say, too. If there was someone's style who it fits into, it would be yours.
Right.
This looks like someone made an Xbox for you.
Yeah.
I think it's cool, but it looks like something you would want to own. It looks like a piece of art.
Yeah, it's got the aesthetics of me, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, Cyberpunk was pushed from spring release to September 17th. CD Projekt Red has said on record that they hope everything is back to normal and retail stores are back open at that point. So who knows when we'll actually see Cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm.
But that thing's cool. So you're considering it, huh? What's the price on it? They haven't said. They'll say Monday.
I don't think they've said. But I'll tell you what else I was considering. This is going to be a little off topic.
That's cool. So what's the next story?
If you enjoy the Aliens franchise,
mm-hmm.
Reebok every year does a tie-in with Aliens for Alien Day is what they call it, which is August 26th, I believe. LV4? I can't remember. Now, for some reason, it's escaping me. But they have a sweet-ass pair of fucking sneakers that they've done for this year. And I want these fucking things.
What's the price on them?
They're like $220. Nope, it's none of those. Those are from the last few years. Alien Date. There you go. Aliens 2020. There they are, those camo ones.
You'd never find them once you took them off. The camo.
They're looking bug stompers, USCM bug stompers.
They're high tops, so you don't have to worry about your ankles.
Nope.
I actually like
they got all kinds
ones.
Of little branding on it. See, they have mm-hmm. the Weyland-Yutani dog tags. They have different branding from Aliens 2 that Bill Paxton had on his stuff.
Would you wear them or would you shelf them?
That's the problem is I would wear them. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't spend $220 on sneakers. But they look fucking cool.
They do look cool.
Yeah,
but
see,
man,
they have the...
if you spent $220 and then some asshole backs into you and steps on the toe.
I know. Then you got to beat his ass.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
And then you got to explain to the cops why you beat his ass.
And you got to hope that they're an alien fan.
Look at the sweet box they come in.
Yeah, you got to hope they're an alien fan if you have to beat some dude's ass.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, those are cool. I do want those.
You should buy those, and you should buy that Xbox, yeah, is what I say.
I should, yes. I should just start throwing money around.
Oh, yeah, look at that box.
I know.
Yeah.
Looks fucking good.
You could be a sneakerhead, isn't that what they call it?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not, though.
Gerald used to be hard into the shoes.
Yep.
The shoe game.
I remember.
Gerald collects everything, for those that don't know.
Yes.
I like those yellow ones.
Yeah, the yellow ones, those are from 2 years ago?
Yeah, I like those.
Oh, they had those ones in the black, and then there's a set of black ones that came out as well, and that's for the alien versus Ripley in the, if you've ever seen the movie, in the tow motor thing, you mm-hmm. know, the mech. So it's...
Those ones look like snow boots, those big gray ones.
Reminiscent. Those are black.
Yeah, no, the other ones, not on that picture.
Oh, got it.
Those right there on the left, far left. Right
yeah.
There. Yeah, those look like fucking snow boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about your ankles at all in those.
Yeah, you can almost, or your knees.
Your calves, right? They're like hooker boots, but tennis shoes.
Nice.
Shout out to my hookers. I don't think you're supposed to say that anymore.
Hookers?
Hookers.
Ladies of the night?
Yeah. Companions.
Escorts.
That's a business term.
That's a different thing. I know. Don't tweet at me.
Yeah, or do. Either way.
No, don't. Not about escorts. Yeah. I misspoke.
They already emailed them about escorts to me. My spam folder is full of like escorts, true. Dick pills, and flowers.
Yeah, that's a thing that happens. You are correct. Mm-hmm. You are correct.
Remember when spam filters weren't really a thing and you just got all those emails?
Yep.
Now you never even see them.
Nope.
It's pretty nice.
It's nice.
There's no Nigerian princes in my inbox. The Google takes care of all of that for me.
Without a doubt.
Last story. This is sort of unrelated to video games too, but I thought this was kind of neat, especially if you've got family or close friends that you haven't been able to see a little bit. Netflix has Netflix Party, which allows you to watch movies online together. So I thought real quickly I would just tell everybody how to install it. You do have to use a computer because you have to head over to the Netflix Party website, and then you have to link it to the Chrome extension. So you do have to use Google Chrome in order to do so. Add to Chrome. Select the TV or movie show that you want to watch. And basically, there's some options that they have to do as well. And then you're watching it together, which is pretty neat.
It is neat.
I even thought this was kind of a neat idea, like if, which we're not going to, but if you and I ever did like a video thing, like if we ever wanted to like do videos, we could actually watch them together from different places.
Right.
I think it's a neat option. So
yeah, I think it's really cool too.
Yeah. So to Netflix be able
to Party do and that.
I didn't even know this was a thing, so I just thought I'd let people know if you're interested. There's instructions everywhere, but you just head over to Netflix Party and then enable the on your Chrome browser.
Now, so. I don't know if it involves. I haven't dug into this, but does it involve like cameras and being able to chat with each other while you're watching it?
I think you can chat with each other. I don't know that you can see each other.
Okay.
And I really don't know if you can chat either if you're just watching at the same point. But in my head, you could chat.
Oh, wait a minute. A chat box pops up on the right side. You can customize your chat room name and pick from a few avatars.
So you're texting.
Yes. Like apparently, it's very reminiscent of an AOL chat room.
Age, sex, location.
Yes. ASL.
8=D. If you don't know what that is, pop that in a keyboard. But yeah, this is either way, it's neat. We could have like a Game Stitch movie night.
We could have a Game Stitch movie night.
With just a bunch of people in there watching. Maybe it's a Patreon tier. Watch a movie with Dan.
If they hold on to this. Yeah, we'll watch one of Reamer's Rex. How's that sound?
Yeah, because you're already watching anyways.
Yeah,
the
I
more
am.
The merrier, right?
I am watching, definitely.
Voyeur is what they call that.
No.
Okay.
Voyeur is something different.
Where you're watching.
Yeah, but it's about what you're watching that determines it. That difference.
I get it. Pornhub's giving away free premium memberships.
I did hear that too.
Did you hear that or did you see that?
I heard that.
Okay, just wondering. Yeah, they're giving away free premium memberships. I like that they're doing their part.
Yeah, they're
things have occurred. There's a lot of sadness out there, but things have happened during this that have made me laugh for sure, and that was one of them.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Faith in humanity restored. Is that what it means?
Yep. Wash your hands. Either way.
I need a haircut. Holy shit.
Barbers aren't open.
I know.
What are you going to do?
Let my hair grow until they reopen.
You should let it grow. Like, let it get long in the back.
Why?
Get a mullet.
I don't want a mullet.
You would look good with long hair.
What?
You would look good with long hair.
I don't think you...
Like long, like feathered, like wavy hair.
Oh, like Kurt Russell in Tombstone. Yeah.
Yeah, you should do that.
I could do that. I'm not doing that man bun shit.
Sometimes I see somebody with a man bun, I think it looks good. Most of the time, I'm like, fuck you. But sometimes. Yeah, look at that.
How about Kurt Russell in The Thing? Can I do that with my hair?
Let's see. Let's give me a visual, because I don't want to confirm. I'll be honest with you, though. Yeah, 100%. Dude, that shoulder length, that's good.
Yeah. With a feathered, with a beard.
That looks good. You would never consider doing that?
I like getting my hair cut too much, I think.
Dude, you should do that. I like when people just let it go, and I like to see what happens.
There's the old Jack Burton haircut.
Because
that's
everybody's...
the haircut you want me to have.
The middle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That Snake Plissken haircut looks good. It looks all greasy, though. But it's supposed to be fair.
Dude, that middle one's the most kept of those.
Yeah. Well, he's a truck driver. He's, you know.
What I'm saying is once you get it to that point, you can still get her cleaned up. You can still get those split ends cut off. You know, you can go in for a trim job. You're just not cutting the whole thing off.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see what happens over time.
Now, you said you like getting a haircut. Do you like the act of it, or do you like the actual like way it feels? Or
I like the way it feels. To me, it's like, you know, some people like massages or facials. I like a haircut and a wash.
The facials.
Different thing. Different thing.
Do you go to the same person, or you just let a stranger cut it every time?
I go to the same place.
It's like a sports clip situation?
No. It's just a local place called well, it actually has a different name now. I haven't been since they changed the name. it's all this. I know all the girls that work there, and they all do a good job, so it doesn't ever matter.
For those that can't see, Dan's hair is not even long. It's just, it's not even that long, and he's freaking out. So we'll never get to see this sweet Kurt Russell hair.
You never know. You might look how long it is.
That's
I've
not
never
even
had
long.
I haven't had my bangs that long since high school. They come down to my eyes.
But you keep them pushed back.
Okay.
That's how you cover that forehead. Keep looking young.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at him right there with the black right there. You got your cursor on it. That's what I want you to look like. To the left.
That one?
No.
Old Kurt Russell. Old Kurt Russell.
It's to the left of that one he just clicked on. I don't know where it went, though. That one right there. Middle. Nope.
No.
You're just clicking on young Kurt Russell still. Gerald's turned on by young Kurt Russell. Very bottom in the middle. Nope. This also makes for good audio.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, Silver Fox right there. Because his beard's kind of got the gray that yours has. Oh, but his mustache is different.
His mustache is different.
Ooh. I ain't mad at that. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, he is. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude. Yeah, grow that hair out. Whoa, look at the mutton chops there.
That's for Hateful Eight, I think, possibly. Or maybe for... What was it? Bone Tomahawk, I think, was the other movie he did, the other Western. There he was in that Santa movie.
I can't remember what it was called.
I watched it.
Was it good?
It was different for a Santa movie.
Different for... Oh, there it is. It's called
The
Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas Chronicles, yep. I watched it with my nieces and nephews.
Chronicles of Christmas. Shout out to Kurt Russell. I know he's a big listener.
Well, I love Kurt Russell.
Big fan of the show.
He's one of my favorites. Yeah, he's a huge fan of the show. You're right.
Tell everybody you know.
That's not Kurt Russell. That's Jeff Bridges.
Look at that. Who's the dude, the fat white dude it looks like right there? Who's that?
That's Val Kilmer, man.
Oh, man, he's fat as fuck. He doesn't look good with long hair. I want to be clear. Is that for a role or is that just a decision he made?
I'm assuming that's life.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's just life.
That's just something he decided to do on his own.
Yeah.
Good for him. He's not fat. He's just not skinny.
Well, he's not Iceman in Top Gun anymore.
Well, he got fat, though.
He did get fat. He's not fat anymore.
No, but he's still making a terrible decision with his hair.
But he's solid. He's just solid.
Yeah. Yeah, he's barrel-chested.
I would say, it's a good word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at fat Val Kilmer. Look at that. Them cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good-looking dude, too. But then he got real skinny. And now I think he's hit a point where he looks okay. I don't know what's recent and what's not.
I don't either.
See, that's not good.
That's not a good look for him now.
Didn't he have some sort of cancer?
Yeah.
Throat cancer or something?
Which might be why he's not looking great in that picture. Because I heard cancer will do that to you.
Yeah, he doesn't look good at all in that picture. Yeah. I don't know. People get old, man.
Yeah, they do.
Look how sexy he is.
Happens to all of us.
Getting ready for that Top Gun 2.
It's coming out sometime.
Who knows, is it, you know?
Sometime.
Yeah, I don't know. He's baby-faced right there.
Well, because I think that's when he was a child.
I mean, he's a grown man, but I don't make it weird for the audio people.
That's probably when he was at his prime.
You can do that with your hair now. It's long enough.
I'm not doing that with my hair.
Can you spike it up and tip it?
It's not 1987. No.
What I'm saying is now fewer people than normal are going to be seeing you. Now's the time to experiment. Try some things. See what you like. See what you don't like.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get right on that.
You know?
Now, dude, I've just been wearing a hat. I haven't even brushed my hair in forever.
Ball cap, fedora, bowler?
Ball cap.
Okay.
A ball cap or a toque.
What's a toque?
Like a winter hat.
Gerald, pull a picture of a toque.
I think it's T-O-O-K.
Yeah, don't put toque in.
Or it might be T-U-U-K.
Oh, it's like a beanie.
Yeah.
Toboggan is what I grew up calling that.
Yeah, well, a toboggan is a fucking sled.
It is a sled you put on your head. It's a warm sled head.
I don't like when people call it a toboggan.
Well, I've never heard anyone call it a toque. That's a regional thing.
Okay.
Fucking toque. I like them ones with the balls and the strings. I like those.
I have one of those.
Yeah, I like those. The toque with strings.
Yeah, I have one of those. Ball strings.
That American one. Yeah, I like a beanie. I used to wear a lot more beanies, but toboggan hat. Google recognizes it.
Yeah.
How is toque spelled?
T-O-O-K.
It was T-O-O-K.
Yeah.
Looks like took.
Oh, maybe it's T-O-Q-U-E.
Yeah, T-O-Q-U-E. Toque.
Toque. Okay. Never knew that.
Yeah, toque hat.
Okay.
Oh, toque hats look a little longer. Yeah, they've got the hipster, like the hipster curve.
Not all of them.
Dan's like, hold on a fucking second.
I mean, look at all. No, I'm saying look at all the. I mean, I do have some like that, but.
Yeah. That fold over holds the man bun.
If you have one of those.
Yeah. That's what that is. Man, the handlebar mustache could. I just mm-hmm. 3 days ago
created finally a whole new look for me. It's gonna go good with the cyberpunk fucking
Xbox. I just recently shaved my mustache off finally because it was getting so long. I don't know how people just have a mustache.
I have a mustache.
You know how people are always like, I don't know how you can have a beard, and you're uh-huh. like, you just have one. Stop being a uh-huh. piece of shit.
Mustaches are the same way.
I feel the same way about mustaches though.
Ah, got it.
I'm that guy with a it holds water when I drink. Am I drinking wrong?
Probably.
Does yours not hold water?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm doing it wrong. Every time you I drink, it's just I got like on. a water mustache. I'm a sloppy drinker.
Mm.
And it bothers me because it goes, does yours like touch your lip, like your mouth?
No, because I try to keep mine trimmed.
Yeah, it gets down in my mouth. Gerald, does yours get in your mouth?
The fuck is it?
Yeah, you guys trim it up nice. I keep mine natural.
Ah.
Are you building the perfect hipster right now? What are you doing?
I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, they're close. The hipster's made of a different material, though.
Yes.
The toque is made of a toboggan material.
Yes. It's an actual winter hat.
Toque looks like a sleeve of a shirt. Or not the toque, the hipster hat looks like a sleeve of a shirt.
It does, doesn't it? It looks like somebody cut off a, yeah.
You cut off a sleeve and you let it go over the top like that. Yeah. I've done that before.
Oh. When I never have.
Guns out, suns out, you know? You got to get those arms out.
That's a nice bowler hat there. If you're into that.
You got to, yeah, but you got to carry yourself the right way to wear a bowler.
Oh, I agree. And you, the thing is a bowler only goes with a certain clothing choice.
Or no shirt, as that guy up there was proving.
No, that's not. No. But a bowler, you know, you need to have a certain look that you're going for. You know, you can't wear it in jeans and a t-shirt and a bowler cap. It doesn't work.
No, kids be wearing the jeans, the t-shirt, and the fedora.
But that's not a good look either.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I don't do hats like that. Now I would do
I do winter caps and ball caps. Winter hats and ball caps.
What about a bowler with a handlebar mustache?
Nope, because I can't complete the rest of the look.
Okay. You just pair a fucking capris and some shoes and you're good.
Nope, wrong.
Look at that guy. That guy's nailed it.
He's nailed something.
Skinny, ripped up jeans, a $600 pair of shoes, a white t-shirt, and a nice hat.
Yeah.
It's different. You got a lady pulled up now. They can wear whatever.
Yeah, they can get away with all that crap.
Yeah. But that's going to do it for us. We appreciate you sticking with us, hanging out. It's been episode 379. We're not going to do shout outs this week, but thank you, Thomas. Thank you, Zach. We'll have those back soon. Just doesn't feel appropriate right now to poke fun at anybody or anything. Wash your hands. Don't buy exotic animals. Like, really, don't buy them.
Actually, don't buy them.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.